We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A huge game three tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. It's going to be quite an atmosphere down in the
It's going to be awesome.
Sports complex tonight.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, if we get a win and the right draft pick, it'll be an awesome night, obviously.
There better not be an infestation of Knicks fans down there.
You think probably will be.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some.
Knicks fans travel well, though.
If there are any New Yorkers listening, screw you.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Go back home. Get out. I imagine there will be some. I actually think... So here's where I think you could get an infestation of that nonsense. If the Sixers somehow lose tonight, people are going to sell their tickets for Game Four.
I'm not watching that game.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't either. Right now, I think the Sixers are going to win tonight, and we're going to have something to watch on Sunday. But yeah, hopefully not. But it's going to be a big night tonight. The draft show starts at 6. Hugh, we're back. We get to get out early today because the Phillies game. We're coming back at 6 o'clock. Draft show. Hugh's staying all the way through the Eagles pick.
I will be there.
Uh-huh. I get tagged out at 8 for Glenn Mack now. Hugh's staying the whole way. No, it's going to be a great night. A lot of great.
No man on the totem pole.
A lot of great conversation around the draft.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
That's what he does. That's what he has to do. All right, so we will get to my big board. 10 players I'd love to see in an Eagles uniform tonight, and maybe one is a second-round guy, but I just like him and hope he ends up in an Eagles uniform. We'll get to that coming up. First, though, let's get to some audio here of two prospects because we're debating, look, if they're trading up, is it a corner? Is it offensive lineman? What would you rather have? Well, I think if they're trading up for a corner, it's one of these two guys, Quinyon Mitchell, Toledo, Terrion Arnold from Alabama. First, let's hear Terrion Arnold. This is kind of a fun back and forth talking about when he came to visit here, and Devontae maybe kind of lobbying for the Eagles to take him and to be their next great corner.
How was your visit with the Eagles?
It was great, man. The visit went really, really well.
What did you come away with after meeting Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, and everybody?
Great guys, great organization, and my boy Devontae Smith pulled up on me there. Yeah. So it was great all around.
What did Devontae tell you about the Eagles, and if they were to possibly move up and get you, what it would be like for you?
Oh, Devontae was like, man, you know, if you want to get the best quarterback in the draft class, you need to get Terrion. And then on top of that, like, Devontae was like, man, like, I'll become a better player. Because, I mean, I didn't really get those matchups against him at Alabama. So getting those matchups going up against him in the NFL, man, it'll be amazing. And I'm one of those guys, like, I'm ready to compete, man. Him, A.J. Brown, like, it would just be great.
He sounds like a confident kid. Every time I hear Terrion Arnold talk to you, he sounds like good personality, confident kid. I think there's a certain level of swagger you need to have to play corner. He seems to have that. I liked what I heard there from Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, you like the fact that kids are confident, man, and they want to get better. I think that's one of the things that you listen for when you talk about these potential draft picks. What do they want to be? And how do they view themselves? And he didn't shy away from going up against Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown. He wants to get better. So you got to like that about the young cats.
I also imagine that guys like Devontae and Jalen want to kind of even this thing out. Has the Georgia crew tipped the scales? We have more Georgia guys than Alabama guys, don't we now? I think the Alabama kids here got to want to tip this scale back. I mean, this is becoming more Georgia than Alabama around here. We also have Quinyon Mitchell talking about his visit with the Eagles. Quinyon, of course, from Toledo.
How was your visit in Philly with the Eagles?
Yeah, it went good. You know, Coach Kendall and the head coach, they best friends, so I was talking a little trash to them. So, yeah, it was really good.
Did you take the hoops test with Nick Sirianni, the competition?
No, he didn't want to play hoops, so no, I ain't do it.
The Eagles have been rumored to want to move up and get you.
Yeah.
What do you think it would be like to be an Eagle?
I mean, it'd be great.
great plan for that city and plan for that fan base, so I really enjoy it.
Have the Eagles showed interest in you?
Yeah, they brought me on the visit, and then the visit went great, just meeting everybody there, so I feel like it went good.
What would you bring as a corner?
What would I bring?
Yeah.
Just intensity, ball skills, turnovers, and interceptions, so that's what I bring.
I'll take all those.
All that in the bag of dust. Everything that we didn't have before.
Did you watch the play last year? I could do all the things they couldn't do.
Tackling is another thing. Tackling.
I could cover.
Yeah.
So, all right, what do you make of the relationship between Sirianni and the head coach of Toledo? Best friends, roommates in college. Now, I could look at it one of two ways, right? Okay, the first thing is he's going to get a true and honest evaluation of the player. Sirianni calls him and says, give me everything I need to know about this kid, Quinyon Mitchell. The other side of it, though, is this head coach at Toledo, think about the boost for his program if this kid goes really high in the draft, if he's an Eagle, if he's a champion, right? It's good for Toledo and good for this coach if Quinyon Mitchell gets drafted as high as possible.
Do
you think he's going to give an honest answer?
Yeah, I think, but my thing is this. There's been a couple Toledo players that have been pretty good. Antonio Brown. I think with the Toledo was a, or
I thought
was
he was Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. But the thing is the conference.
The MAC
conference. We've had a couple good players from the MAC. I think if I'm not mistaken, isn't Akron in the MAC?
Yes.
Jason Taylor came from Akron. So there's been some good players that came from Akron. Came from that conference.
Sure. You know what's happening, though? I was reading a story about Quinyon Mitchell because he stayed. He had a lot of offers to leave on NIL deals and the transfer portal. He wanted to remain loyal to Toledo because they were loyal to him. He had some academic issues.
Yeah.
What they were saying in the article was, though, lately players in the MAC transfer out to go to Oklahoma.
To bigger school, yeah.
So that you're seeing less and less Toledo, like in the first round, this player from Toledo, because maybe originally he was at Toledo, and then whatever, he ends up in Michigan.
Yeah, because a lot of NIL money is a big deal now.
Sure, of
course. if you get an opportunity to put yourself in a better financial situation in college, you know, by going to another school, I mean, I'm not mad at anybody for that, but I'm glad that he stayed. Because, like I said, there's some good players that come out of that conference, the MAC conference.
You think the coach gave Sirianni an honest answer?
Definitely gave him a serious, honest answer. Definitely gave him.
What do you think, Kyle? The higher he's drafted, the better it looks for Toledo.
Well, you know what we need? We need Jalen Rager's coach to tell it how it really is.
Gary Patterson, I believe.
He was on with Joe and John, and he crushed Jalen Rager.
His work ethic. Deshaun
Jackson coach did him like that, too, when he was coming out. Or UCLA. He pooped on. Cal, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's all UCLA, Cal, about the same.
Same thing.
About the same thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Pissed off a lot of West Coasters.
Yeah. But, it was like some coaches.
Was it Jeff Tedford, I think, was the coach back then.
Yeah, he poo-pooed on him big time, man. That was not cool.
I always think that's wild because, I mean, the coach, you think he would want to boost up the player as much as they could to make the program look good. 215-592-9494. That's certainly a piece of this puzzle here. If they draft Quinyon Mitchell, the relationship Sirianni has to the Toledo head coach. Let's go back to the phone lines here. O-line or corner, if the Eagles are trading up, which would you rather trade up for, and who's your guy tonight? Give us a name. Brad is up on WIP. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on,
Brad?
Joe, I do not want an offensive lineman. That's I think, the least sexy pick we can get, and I think we have so much in the later rounds that that depth will be fine. With that being said, I think the best scenario is getting an established corner, not one of these young guys. And the Broncos have 0 second round picks. They go from 12th overall to, I think, 76th overall in the draft. We have 50 and 53. I think we'd make a push to get Pat Surtain on the Eagles.
So, I mean, look, I Brian, when this offseason started, Brad, if you had asked me one veteran player, like, you know, that's on a team, not a soon-to-be free agent like Saquon, but one guy established in the NFL on a team that you'd love to trade for, my answer would have been Pat Surtain. I'm 24 years old, already probably a top-five corner in the NFL. If they're really willing to listen on him, Brad, I would trade the 22nd pick in a heartbeat.
Why are we so against letting the young guys play? I'm just curious. Why are we so against on the defense that, like you're acting like having Pat Surtain, one guy, is going to make this team better when
it would by a lot.
We have young cats all over this team that we need to develop players.
Remember how he couldn't draft a wide receiver to save his life, and then what he did was trade the 18th overall for A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I think that worked out.
I'm not saying it. I think you're missing what I'm saying, Brad. I'm asking, why aren't we giving these young guys that we drafted, that are drafted Philadelphia Eagles, a shot to play?
Well, I'll give my answer. Because we don't know if they can play.
Well, that's what you draft them. You draft them off the potential.
Right, but we're trying. Like, so let's go back to Brad's example. In 2022, if you were sitting here, you could have said, we got young Thundercats at receiver. We got Quez Watkins. Like, maybe he can play. The truth was, not every young player develops. Some stink.
Yeah.
Eli Ricks might stink. I'm not saying he does, but yeah, he might.
Yeah, this is true. But you have to give them a shot. That's the point that I'm making.
Well, maybe, you got to give them a shot. Unless you could upgrade.
And on top of that, you've already had them in the program. You have to, in order, to me, a better run organization is one that, you find the first round draft picks that you pick and you get those guys. Not necessarily running out all the time and having to overpay for somebody. It's instead of developing the players that you have. Like, I think a good run organization, kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs, they've done a good job of developing young players and then letting them go out and somebody else go out and pay them.
Well, they did it with Snead.
I mean, yeah,
they did it
that's with what Snead. I'm saying. That's how I kind of look at it. But I hear you. I'm just kind of curious. Like, in order to be the organization or be where we want to be, we have to do a better job, in my opinion, of grooming young players and allowing them to play.
Yeah, well, Brad, we appreciate the call. I love the Surtain trade idea. I don't know if they're going to trade him. I'm guessing right now they're not going to trade Pat Surtain unless look, if the Broncos want to try to make a big splash tonight and want to get into the top five for a quarterback, well, maybe then they'd have to move around and maybe an extra pick would help them and all that kind of stuff. So, Hugh, I understand your point, but then we have to change expectations. At least I would.
I don't think we have to.
Yeah, I do. I think we've been spoiled and ruined by watching Mahomes and Reed. It's not real. It's like they're an outlier.
It is real.
They're an outlier. We don't have that coach. I mean, this coach isn't Reed. Look, I don't want to rip Sierra today. He's not Reed. And this quarterback is not Mahomes. So the way I look at it is, yeah, if we want to be a draft developed team, then they're not winning the Super Bowl this year. Yeah. Just accept it.
I believe this. I believe Andy Reed became who he was because of some of the mistakes that he made here.
Sure.
And I feel like in order for us to get over this hump, I still feel like both things can happen. I feel like we can let these young guys play and then we can still be on the road to a Super Bowl.
What do you think is more likely, that they win the Super Bowl next year with Pat Surtain or they win the Super Bowl hoping Terrion Arnold can play?
I think it's Surtain for me. I think you can win the Super Bowl hoping that Terrion Arnold can play if you coach him up. I'm looking at teams that have had success in the last couple of years. And most of them have had success. Like, you add some free agents and you add guys like that, you sprinkle them around when you're getting over the hump. You got to develop these young cats, man. And last year, I don't think that what we saw from this coaching staff and what we saw from these young players is enough to evaluate whether or not they can play in this league. That's the point that I'm making.
Well, I agree with you. The jury is totally still out on the young corners, right? Rodgers had a good year 2 years ago with the Colts, and he was suspended. I thought, you know, I'm with you. Ringo showed something. Like, there's something there.
There's signs.
Yeah, it's some signs. But there's also a chance both those guys are not real, legitimate, big-time starting cornerbacks in the NFL.
See, I think they are. I think that.
Yeah, but there's a chance they're not.
I mean it's always a chance.
But there's no ambiguity with Patrick Surtain. He's a great player.
Yeah, and you're going to have to pay Patrick Surtain if you get him.
Sure, but it's not my money.
I guess.
Two-time that dude of the year back there. Dude.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I trust Howie way more with paying people than I do drafting people.
Also, like, hope is not a strategy. You know Patrick Surtain can play.
Exactly. Now, if he's available tonight, yeah, I mean, we throw all these other names
out. So why are we drafting then?
Because he's not available.
Well, I'll take Patrick Surtain.
No, I'm saying, why do we draft these young guys and not knowing if they – I mean, just to have them on the roster?
Well, let them play. Well, I think, like, it's the idea of a known commodity versus an unknown commodity.
No, I hear you, but you gotta let them play.
Well, you don't have to.
Yes, you do. You do have to.
Not necessarily.
I understand Hugh's point, but then I'll just lower expectations. If we want to play a bunch of 23-year-olds, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Just think if – Just let me go back in the Wayback Machine. I know this is Thursday, but we're going to go back in the Wayback Machine.
Way back?
Yeah.
What if?
What was Jason Kelce, a sixth-round draft pick?
Sixth-round pick, yep.
What if somebody said, oh, he's too little. He can't play.
Well, a lot of people did. That's why he's a sixth-round pick.
It was like, give him a chance. if he doesn't get a chance, we're not singing his praises to this day.
Well, okay.
We're not having the Mummers Parade or any of that. None of that.
But to your point, he didn't become the Jason Kelce that's going to be in Canton for a few years.
And that's what I'm about to say. But
that's fine. But then we got to lower expectations. You want to play young guys. They're not winning the Super Bowl.
I think they can.
But that's not how the league works.
The league does work like that.
Not unless you have an all-time quarterback. They don't have an all-time quarterback.
I think Jalen
all-time
is a good quarterback.
I
wasn't about to give you that hyperbole. You weren't about to get me out there like that today. Not today.
I almost had him.
But I feel like we have the quarterback that could get us to the promised land. He got us to the promised land
already. With a loaded veteran roster around him.
Then that's okay. I'm okay with loading up. That's why. Why do you?
Veterans.
Now we're on the same page.
Loaded
now,
veteran.
That's why we go get a tight. That's why we go get Brock Bowers.
Loaded
that's why we go
veteran
get a Brock
Bowers. Roster. Look, loaded veteran roster.
An NFL team can theoretically win a Super Bowl with Jalen Reagor on the roster, but wouldn't you rather have A.J. Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's a home run right there. Josh is up next in Jersey. What's up, Josh?
Man, you got me?
Yes. What's up, Josh? What are you feeling today, buddy?
How are you guys?
Good.
Hugh, I actually kind of agree with what you're saying in regards to like the upbringing of like the acquired young talent. I think it's actually very interesting, like as a fan base, like the obsession with young talent too. It's like, oh my gosh, this person's coming in, immediate impact. Like everyone thinks like, you know, but I think the real conversation is you really don't know. And I think Kyle's right. I was saying to Kyle on the phone, I was like, I know you're upset, but I think the offensive lineman actually might be the smart pick. But I'm in the corner camp. I'd rather a corner. Like, honestly, I'd take Arnold in a heartbeat. I think the offensive lineman is smart because it's a blue chip player probably in 4 or 5 years.
Well, Josh, I think that's a big part of it. You know, the way sometimes you just got to listen to what the experts are saying, right? The experts are saying this is a quarterback, receiver, O-line draft, right? That's where the stars of this draft are. So I think you're right. It's probably more likely that one of these offensive linemen becomes a star. Maybe these corners are good. And Josh, the other thing I think about is I just trust them to take an old lineman. They're good at that. They're not really great at drafting corners.
The last thing I'll say, and I'll go, I really think acquiring another player this draft doesn't have to be Pat Surtain. Acquiring another player from another roster is something I'm interested in how we doing, because he is always thinking differently in regards to how he attacks the draft. Maybe hitting on the player is something that we can talk differently, but he tries to attack it and how he picks and acquires and swindles around. That's a good way to word it. Swindles around. I like Howie. I think GM.
Howie needs to do a better job of drafting these later players, in my opinion.
Howie just has to put out winning teams.
Thundercats. I'm with you, Hugh. I'm with you, bro.
He needs to do a better job of drafting these young players.
He just needs to build winning teams. Josh, we appreciate the phone call.
I like how you let Howie off the hook when it comes to the later picks in the draft.
Because I just think the draft isn't quite as direct line to winning as you do.
I do. Nah. I believe that.
I mean, the Rams haven't had a first round pick in 7 years. All they do is win games.
And you know what? You know what the Rams are doing? Kicking the can down the road. But they're about to fall off. Like this is the thing.
They just came back up this year. They came
back. The quarterback is getting older, Joe. They're about to fall off.
Well, they got to draft a new one.
Who is it? Not Cooper DeJean, but Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua.
Put them back in the conversation. But they're about to fall off. They're just holding on. Aaron Donald's gone. They're about to fall off.
Yeah, we'll see. I think their defense probably will a little bit without him. He's obviously a great player. Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. If the Eagles trade up tonight, which position would you prefer they do it for? 72% on corner, 28% on O-line.
Smart people.
Let's go to the phones here, and then I'll give you my my big board, my top 10 guys I want to see in Eagles uniform. Ken in Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a fun day. A lot going on.
It sure is. I can't wait until tonight. First of all, and it's got nothing to do with the Sixers. First of all, Patrick Surtain is the best player on the Denver Broncos, period, and he's like 24 years old. Why would they trade him? So that's not going to happen.
I agree. Ken, the only way I could see it is if they want to get up to the three or four for a quarterback.
The Commodores traded Champ Bailey.
Yeah, like maybe they would use him, but I agree. They're probably not going to move him.
And, you know, I could care less about sexy picks. I want picks that are going to win football games now and for the next 10 years. I was watching tape this morning, and the most exciting tape I watched, I told Kyle this, and that pain in his head was about the first. The most exciting tape that I watched this morning was Troy Fatanu playing tackle at the University of Washington.
You know what? Shut up.
I had to stop it and play it back a couple times. Because I have never seen some of that
Ken,
stuff.
Ken, we don't believe you.
He had – you go back – Hugh, you got to do this. Go watch – go look for the tape of the game against Washington State. He's playing left tackle. The edge rusher puts a spin move on him right off of the snap of the ball, puts a spin move on him. Fatanu spins in the opposite direction to wind up right back in front of him, square on his base. Ready to block the guy. It's
okay, maybe you watched. Maybe you watched a little bit.
This sounds like an after-show thing for me.
But you're not about to convince me, Ken.
I got excited about
an offensive lineman.
A pillar to win football games.
Come on now.
This guy is special. This guy is special. And if you add this guy, if you draft this guy tonight, if I hear the Philadelphia Eagles have made a trade, they've moved up to the number 17 pick. And with that pick, they draft Troy Fatanu out of the University of Washington. He is the starting right guard tomorrow, and you've made the football team better. This is not hard. We're overcomplicating things because this is what fantasy football has done to how we evaluate football.
Ken, I agree. It has ruined everyone's brains.
Really?
Fantasy
Seriously,
football
Joe?
Has
Absolutely.
Ruined brains. I mean, it's killed it. I mean, how about this? Ken, good phone call. So I'm looking at Fatanu's NFL.com page. This is the first line. Ready-made brawler without an ounce of finesse in his game. Now we are talking. All right.
Without an ounce of finesse in his game.
Who wants finesse? Who wants sexy picks?
If you're going to be a pass protector, yes, in a passing league. You need a little bit of finesse.
He's a brawler, Hugh.
Yeah, and a run. Like, when I think of brawler, I think of a run stopper. I think of somebody that's going to be a brawler in the run game.
I'm just saying.
You don't need to be a brawler in the passing game.
I'm just saying. The guy's a star player. All right, let's get to my big board here.
What you got?
I got 10 players for you. All right, my 10 players, my big board for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, most of these guys, fine, you know, taking a 22. Some would have to be trade-ups. The last two, I think, are trade downs. Not really the pick number 22, but I would trade down and take those guys. All right, here we are. My big board for the Philadelphia Eagles, and these are ordered in just there. I like them, just my favorites. Like, these are just guys I've watched, and they're my favorite players. Number one, I told you a few weeks ago he's going to be number one on my board. It's Cooper DeJean. If they sit at 22, Cooper DeJean is going to be a star in the NFL, defensive back at Iowa. Number two, I know there's all these injury risks. I know what happened. Leatu Latu, all he does is get to the quarterback.
With the neck, right? He got the
neck issues, had to leave Washington, went to UCLA. I mean, he could be coached by Coach No Neck. I mean, it could work out perfect.
I was so confused. He said, with the neck. I'm like, yes, Hugh, they all have necks.
Yeah, well, hopefully he has
a neck. No, I'm saying his neck. His neck is jacked up.
I missed the injury part.
It was jacked up.
Like,
he had surgery.
He has a neck.
If you look at him, his measurables, his production, this is a top five pick in most drafts. He's had injury issues, and everyone's afraid of it. Leatu Latu, number two. Number three, Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, the corner we've talked a lot about. Number four, all right, I threw you guys a bone. You know I like Brock. I went Brock Bowers on my big board, number four. I love him. I think they need defense way more than offense. Offensive line's more important. It's a sexy pick. It's a luxury pick. I'm just saying, as a player, Brock Bowers is awesome. Number four. Number five, I put J.C. Latham, the offensive lineman, Alabama. He is gigantic. I mean, he is just like
a big dude.
And I'm seeing stuff this morning. He might go as high as 5. Number 6, Tyrion Arnold, the corner out of Alabama. Number 7, Chop Robinson.
Chop.
Edge rusher, Penn State.
Not a fan.
I remember when we got Bryce Huff, and you're talking about the get off, how quickly he gets off the ball. When I was watching some Bryce Huff a couple days ago, Chop Robinson, excuse me, he gets off the ball really fast. I'm just imagining Bryce Huff on one side
and Chop
on the other. Number 8, I put Amarius Mims, the offensive lineman, Georgia. He's a project. He's a down-the-line guy. He's probably not a starter year one. But, boy, his athleticism didn't allow a sack in 400 snaps last year. And he looks like a monster. I mean, he's like 6'8".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Wow.
Big kid, big kid.
And we know the Eagles' pipeline at Georgia. So I put him at number 8. All right, number 9 and number 10 are more trade-down scenarios. Number 10, actually, is probably a second-round pick. But I think he's really good. Number 9... All right, I threw you both a bone, right? I threw Hugh the bone of putting Brock Bowers on my big board. And Kyle, I threw you a bone. Number 9 on my list is Xavier Worthy. I just see DeSean Jackson. I wouldn't draft him at 22. It has to be a trade down. But he's going to dominate the NFL.
Doesn't Worthy feel like the kind of guy that the Kansas City Chiefs take and we're all like, wow.
So I was watching some of the highlights from the title game last year, or this first playoff game when they played Texas. No one could catch him. He ran past everyone.
Is that the fastest? Yeah, that's the fast dude at the combine.
Yeah, seemed like it played up in real games too.
Mama fine.
Oh well, you know Hugh wants that.
I'm just saying. I was just putting it out there for somebody else.
That's why Ringo's. You know right? what? That's, you know, that's the Ringo.
You know what we got to do next year? Too. We need a big Hugh Mama Fine big board.
You know, we really do. That's a great idea.
She's probably Detroit with her like you know. It's probably a lot of moms in Detroit with their kids.
Which draft prospects have the finest moms?
Ranking the prospects solely on their moms.
You know what's funny? I don't know when this happened, but like even in the NBA draft, when you see some of the moms, you'd be like, okay.
Well, I remember when Luka was drafted, people thought that was like his sister. Oh, yeah, his mom looked very young.
Was it Luka who brother punched somebody in the face?
No, that's Jokic.
Oh, Jokic. Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with the Jokic brothers.
Well, you know what, by the way? Can those guys screw off?
The Jokic's?
What are they doing? They're like thugs.
I'm telling you, you should not mess with the Jokic brothers. They'll show up here and you'll be in trouble.
Come on.
Listen, I know we have Hugh to kind of stand up in case something happens. The Jokic brothers will take Hugh down.
If the Nuggets come here, I want the smoke from the Jokic brothers.
If the Jokic brothers come here, I'm going to fight for
you. No, you're running. No, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
We are in all big
trouble. We're grabbing things.
All right, I'm at that age.
Can I please unveil number 10 in the big board?
I'll fight to
win. We got lost here. Number 10, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M. Jeremiah Trotter's awesome, and it'd be cool if they draft him.
You don't think it's happening, though?
Probably not. And Edgerrin Cooper's the best linebacker in the draft. I put him at number 10. So my big board, I'd be happy if any of these guys end up Eagles. Cooper DeJean, defensive back, Iowa. Leiatu Latu, edge rush, UCLA. No. Quinyon Mitchell, corner, Toledo. Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. J.C. Latham, offensive line, Alabama. Tyrion Arnold, corner, Alabama. Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. By the way, he's got a good name. Amarius Mims, O-line, Georgia. Xavier Worthy, receiver, Texas. And Edgerrin Cooper, Texas A&M. 215-592-9494. We'll hit your calls and a huge Sixers game tonight. Some interesting audio from Nick Nurse about the missed timeout, and the Sixers could be getting some big help back then. All coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades, regenerative medicine. If you are tired of achy joints, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call my friends at QC Kinetics right now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics here, people, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director, Dr. Mitchell Shinecup. Dr. Shinecup is a pioneer in this field with 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, et cetera, et cetera. He wants to get you relief with a needle and not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about some.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.